We're taking you behind the scenes with entrepreneurs that run product-based businesses. There is so much information out there tailored towards service providers, so we have carved out a space just for you. The creative entrepreneurs making and selling physical goods. We're firm believers that everyone has a story to share, and there is so much we can learn from each other's business journey. Whether you are just starting out or a seasoned business owner, this podcast will shed light on new strategies, inspiration, and action steps to help you grow your product-based business. Hey friends, I'm your host, Katie Hunt, and welcome back to Proof to Product. This week, I wanted to talk to you about discontinuing product, specifically how to know if you're ready to discontinue and also what to do with all your excess stock when you need to get rid of it. So let's start first with the when question. When do you discontinue? When is an appropriate time? It's interesting to me because I'm talking to a lot of different makers who are so focused on the expansion of their product line. And then at one point they get to be like, oh man, I think I have too much. And so there's a fine balance. You want to grow your product line so that you have enough variety and enough of a line to sell it to the wholesale market and also intrigue and keep your retail customers coming back, right? But you also don't want a line that is discombobulated or that isn't aesthetically cohesive, or you don't want to keep things in the line that aren't selling. So a couple of key indicators as to when you should think about discontinuing product or a specific SKU is if it's not selling. And I want you to look at your data for this. If something does not have strong sales numbers in comparison to the rest of your line, if it's on the lower side, it's not one of your best sellers, and it's towards the bottom of the list in terms of what is selling best, I want you to flag that. And I want you to pay attention to those numbers. So if something's not selling well, or if it doesn't fit with the rest of your product line. And what I mean by that is sometimes things can start to not fit with the rest of your line aesthetically. Like if you start to head in a different design direction, something might not fit aesthetically anymore. Or if you start to branch out into other types of product categories and you see that something really takes off, you might want to slow down in a category of products that is just not serving your business well. So you want to look at each SKU separately. You also want to look at the product categories that you're offering. And so you want to look at how is this category selling overall, and does this fit aesthetically and also with regards to the other types of products that I'm selling. You want to look at that from a larger product category stance as well as an individual SKU stance. Now, here's when you don't want to discontinue things. Oftentimes I talk to designers, this is very personal work that we do, right? It's our own blood, sweat, and tears and creative juices that we're talking about here. So you don't want to discontinue something just because you're tired of looking at it. You're tired of pulling it from the stack and sending it out. Or another reason you would not want to discontinue something is because you're bored of it. Again, that kind of ties into you're tired of looking at it. If it is still continuing to sell and it fits with the rest of the products that you're offering, keep selling it. You might be tired of looking at it, but if people are buying it, I want you to keep it in your line. Now, let's talk about what to do once you've decided what to discontinue. You've gone through all your products, you've gone through the product categories and looked at them on a holistic sense as well as individual SKUs, and you've decided there's certain things you want to cut. Well, what do you do? Like, how do you get rid of this inventory? And there's a lot of different approaches you could take here, and I want to share some examples with you too. The first is doing something like a fire sale. So you have several options for this. If you sell wholesale, I would strongly encourage you to offer any discounted items to your retailers first. Now, the pros of this is hopefully you can sell through all of your inventory in larger chunks, which means it'll go faster, right? You'll sell through it more quickly. The cons of this are you're getting less money because you're likely going to be discounting your wholesale price to your retailers, and therefore you're getting a lower profit margin on everything. But it depends on what your goals are, right? And how quickly you want to sell through things. If you sell direct to consumers through a retail arm, you can add a discounted section to your website. You could run a studio sale social media account. You could create a special social media account on, let's say, Instagram and post everything that's like a fire sale or for a major discount there. And the reason you would want to create that on a new social media feed is that it wouldn't necessarily clog your main feed with a bunch of flash sale stuff, right? If you want to keep your main feed normal and like talking about the other products that you're selling, you could do this on a new handle where you talk all about your sale and you promote it. And then when you're done, you can close it down or just let it kind of cruise control till you do the next sale. You can also sell through your emails to your audience. So I want to go back and give an example of somebody that's doing the studio sale example that I shared with you. Shayna Fraze is one of our Paper Camp alumni. She's a highly talented artist and she does these large scale paintings. Now, she's not doing a fire sale to discontinue items, but she's doing it to raise money for a charitable organization and a civil rights organization that she's working with. And so Shayna is, she created two social media accounts on Instagram. One is Shayna Fraze 100, where she's selling her original art pieces for $100. And I'll explain how that works in a minute. And then she also has an account called Shayna Fraze Studio Sale. And that's where she's selling her original art, but more at like closer to normal prices. It's still, I think, at a discount, but it's not $100. So on her Shayna Fraze Studio Sale social media account, she just posts them and people can buy them whenever they want. And they're selling quickly, but not as quickly as the Shayna Fraze 100 account. And I'll tell you what she's doing there. She has, I think she's been posting anywhere from, I don't know, 1 to 3 different art pieces on her Shayna Fraze 100 social media handle on Instagram a day. That's how many she's posting a day. And the way it works is she set it up in her bio that whenever I post, the first person to send me $100 through PayPal me, when she leaves her PayPal me handle there, will get that piece. So it creates urgency and it also creates scarcity because there's like this rush of people that go and send her money and then the first one to come in gets the piece. It does create a little more work for Shayna because she's then having to refund people. And if you go look at some of it, it's crazy how fast some of these pieces sell. It's literally in 10 seconds after she posts them that people are saying, you know, I sent the money. So it's kind of a fun way that if you wanted to discount your product or do something like that, you could do either the studio sale type account or you could do more of a flash sale account. And I believe Shayna's going to be pulling these down as soon as she's done, but I don't know what her intent or plans are for that. The pros of selling these kind of flash sales or doing a discounted studio sale either on your website or on social media or through your email, the pros of selling this stuff direct to consumer rather than wholesale is that you get more money for each of your items. The cons, though, are that you're going to sell through it more slowly probably because people are going to buy one-off items rather than items in bulk. Another option is you could donate items that you want to discontinue. This is a tactic I use with my stationery line Kelp Designs many years ago. In December of every year, I would run through our inventory and I would look at what our best sellers were. And I would, at that point in the year, was always kind of the year I decided what to cut or keep. And anything that we were cutting, I donated to a charitable organization here in Los Angeles. And it was finished product. So everything was packaged, ready to sell. And I donated it to them. And then they would resell it at their big annual, they had a big annual like holiday fair kind of thing. And I was able to write that off as a donation. So the pros of that were we still had to pack it all up and make it ready to sell. Not all donation places will require you to do that. But for mine, I had to. So the cons were that it took more time to get it out the door, but the pros were I was able to donate a large bulk of product and it was gone in one full swoop. So it's something to consider. You should definitely, if you are considering this route, you should definitely talk to your CPA or financial advisor to find out the pros and cons of donating and whether or not it makes financial sense for you to do that. And then the other thing some people are doing outside of like a fire sale to wholesale or a fire sale to retail. Those are kind of like intended to be quick pop-up type things where it's a limited amount of time and maybe there's a heavy discount or some incentive tied to it, right? But the other thing some people are doing is they're discontinuing items from the wholesale side of their business and they're keeping them on the retail side of the business until they sell through everything. Now, again, the pros are you're going to get more money for that item, but the cons are it's going to be much slower to move that product. So it depends on what kind of person you are. If you're okay with that being on cruise control in the retail side of your business, then you can let that roll. If you're the kind of person that you decide to discontinue something and you want to pull it from the catalog and make sure you don't have any more to sell anywhere, then maybe the fire sale or the donation would be good options for you. Now, I do want to mention here that discontinuing product is, it feels very personal. And so you might, like, I want you to look at the data, like I mentioned. I want you to think about the fit and the aesthetic of everything. And also, if you need to, bring somebody else into this decision-making process. If you have anyone on your team, or maybe your partner in life, maybe they could look at it too. But sometimes it's easier for them to be like, nope, this doesn't fit. Or, you know, the sales numbers say it's a discontinued option. So it's very personal. So sometimes you need to not take yourself out of it fully, but you need to bring in somebody else for a fresh perspective. Discontinuing product is a topic that has been popping up inside of our Proof to Product Labs coaching program over the last few weeks. I've seen a few people asking about it, and then I've been doing these mini masterminds for our labs members as well, and it came up there. So I did want to talk about this here on the podcast and share it with all of you, because if they're thinking about it and wondering about it, I know all of you guys are too. Now, next month inside of Proof to Product Labs, we are talking about writing copy that sells, specifically how to write a stronger product description on your website and how to get testimonials from our customers. This is an area that I feel like many product makers fall short on. I think we make the products, we set up the sites and all this, but the product description is kind of an afterthought, and we need to be more intentional about how we're using that space to sell our products. And we've got a conversion copywriter coming to talk to us about how to do that. If you are not already a member in Proof to Product Labs, I want you to go over to prooftoproduct.com/labs to learn more about the program and join us. Every month, we have a live masterclass that is taught by myself or guest experts, and I host live office hours once a month where you can ask me any question that you have specific to your business. Proof to Product Labs is a 12-month group coaching program, and I built this specifically for product-based business owners. So we're covering things like marketing and sales strategies, creating systems and processes in the business so that you're working smarter and not harder, and we're talking about things like diversifying your revenue streams. That's actually our topic for June. Everything you need to know on how to build a business in your own way and reach your own goals, that's inside of Proof to Product Labs. So I really want you to consider joining us. You head to prooftoproduct.com/labs. Now let's recap real quick. When should you be discounting products? One, if it's not selling, and two, if it doesn't fit. And when I say it doesn't fit, I mean, does it aesthetically fit with your design style and the concepts and the artwork that you're creating? As we develop our line, it sometimes changes, our design style changes. So if it doesn't fit aesthetically, or if the product category doesn't fit with the rest of the stuff you're selling, that's when I want you to consider discontinuing. It needs to hit both that not selling and it doesn't fit category for it to be a, okay, let's cut this. When you are ready to discontinue, you can consider a fire sale to wholesale or some sort of fire sale pop-up sell to your retail direct-to-consumer audience, or you can just discontinue it on the wholesale side and sell through it on the retail side, or you can consider donating. So those are some solutions to help you with discontinuing. If you have any other questions, you can DM me on Instagram, but definitely check out our Proof to Product Labs program, because we are diving deep in there, answering all sorts of questions about how to run your business more smoothly so that you can scale your revenue and grow your product-based business. Talk soon, guys.